KLYT Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
ABQ Connect is sponsored in part by Bosque Home Services, heating, cooling, plumbing, roofing, and restoration services. 505-444-7200. That's 505-444-7200. Or on the web at HVACAlbuquerqueNM.com. Bosque Home Services, locally grown, locally owned. Thank you for your support of KLYT and our show, ABQ Connect. I am a native New Mexican, but I have absolutely no hope of saying Luis Hernandez's whole name. He is the executive director of the nonprofit West Central Community Development Group. Hello, Luis.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
You got to tell our whole audience that whole name.
All right, here it goes. My full name is Pepe Rodriguez Maria Soratón Hernández Jorge, Jr., the third de la O.
Oh, I just think that's so much fun. And, hey, far be it from us not to tell everybody on our station about some fun happening on the West Side this weekend.
Yes, absolutely. We've got one of the premier events for Albuquerque's West Side. It is the Route 66 West Fest, powered by Think Big, an event that has taken place for, gosh, well over 15 years now. Our version of Summerfest on the West Side.
Yeah.
But really what it is, it's a community meeting disguised as a fiesta is what it is.
And I will say this. I just had the fortune of judging the New Mexico chili taste-off in Socorro last weekend.
Hey.
And it was a lot of fun. Green and red. It was special. Very delicious. But there's things that people on the east side of Albuquerque don't know about the people on the west side of Albuquerque. Talk to us about food, music, art, people, schools, all of that.
Yeah, absolutely. So the event is designed to bring the community together. And really one of the main goals for us is to engage with the constituents on the Southwest Mesa and really work to encourage them to become part of the community, right? So we want to encourage them to become part of their neighborhood associations. We like to get them involved at many different levels as we possibly can in the community. And so we figure one of the best ways that we do that is by throwing a big party for them, right? And inviting everybody from around the city to come see what it's like to hang out on the West Side, right? And so the event is going to have a lot of different elements to it. It's going to have a full car show with up to 70 vehicles. And we're talking about all different types of vehicles, but I will tell you, majority will be low riders.
I love that.
You know, we have some of the best low riders.
Luis,
you know,
I have to confess something to you. I grew up here.
Yeah.
So I see low riders all the time. And I hope they don't want to get mad at me, but I used to make fun of them.
Yeah.
You know, I used to make fun of the guys that jacked up their trucks too, you know,
yeah.
But I have a whole story about that, which I won't tell you today. But here's the fun thing. So I was up in Espanola and I've got a couple mm-hmm. friends that live up there. This is 35, 40 years ago.
Yeah.
And a couple guys, were over at the Greasy Spoon, so to speak. And, we were talking and they said, hey, come check out my car. So I went outside and they started to talk to me about the clear coat and what was the airbrushing and everything that went.
Yeah.
This was a piece of art.
It is.
And then I took a ride around the block in the hydraulics. So I don't make fun of them anymore because I look at it literally as a piece of art and so much pride and almost identity for a community to say, yeah, this is something cool about us. Share it with us.
You know, you hit the nail on the head, and that's exactly what it's about. And that's why we encourage, these individuals to participate, right? Because it is an art form. And if you really were, you know, if you were to track the progress of a vehicle from start to finish and the amount of work, time, energy, you know, sweat equity, money, right?
Yes.
You know, these folks really invest and they take pride in that work that they do. But, you know, this is truly an art form. This is a cultural art form, right? Specific to New Mexico that is now gone worldwide, right?
Yes.
And we're at the heart of it, right here in our community is the heart of it, right? This is where it began, and we reference Española, we reference New Mexico, but this is the heart of the lowrider. And so, yeah, for us to be able to put on an event where we can celebrate that and celebrate the people, the people that work on these vehicles, and we like to say it's the modified vehicle community, right?
Yeah.
because it ranges. It's not just lowriders. You know, we're talking about, you know, different types of vehicles, you know, that,
I bet you have some lowrider motorcycles too.
You know, there are. As well as, bicycles. Mm-hmm. You know, looking through the list, you know, we've been having folks submit their applications for well over 2 months now. And, even model cars, they go to town on those model cars as well. You know, the old pedal cars?
Yes.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah. Well, and the fun thing is that the community is taking things that we might consider to be toys, like bicycles,
yes,
and they're turning them into something that talks about the culture and something that represents some hard work that somebody put into something.
Mm-hmm.
And care.
Yes.
You know, so many of us have been spoiled. We get a present, then we don't take care of it.
Yeah.
That's really not a trait in the community you're talking about. They take care of things.
They do. They definitely do.
Including each other.
Including each other. And I'll even submit to say that it's gone as far as getting law enforcement involved.
Mm-hmm.
You may have recently heard or have seen that APD now has a brand new
lowrider. I saw that on KOAT on
yeah,
the news.
Yes,
yeah. Good pictures.
Yeah, no, great story behind that. You know, we have in the Southwest Mesa, it's called the Public Response Team, the PRT team, and it's a group of officers that work in the Southwest Area Command. And what they really do is they're charged with really doing a community policing at its core, and that's in getting involved in the community. And so oftentimes you'll see them participating in some of our you know, business events. You'll see them participating in our neighborhood association meetings. They'll even participate in the National Night Out directly with the community members. But at one of those, you know, they were, you know, playing basketball with some of the neighborhood kids. And, you know, as it would be, you know, you play ball, right?
Yes,
you know,
sir.
On when you're on the court, you know, words fly.
I should say once upon a time.
Once upon a time.
Oh, and I always was well behaved, Luis. Yeah, right. Okay. Luis, it's the Route 66 West Fest. It's
yes,
this Saturday, September 25th, 11 to 6. At the Ted M. Gallegos Community Center. That's at 6900 Gonzales Road Southwest. The event's going to include a car show,
mm-hmm,
live entertainment. They'll talk to you about that in just a minute. Food trucks. And I got to ask you about Arte Escondido.
Beautiful program. This is our third year. Came to fruition of, you know, a few years back, but was a dream of several community members to really, you know, find those hidden artists in our community, the folks that were either producing or wanted to start a career in the arts, if you will, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we put a call out. We asked for constituents in the community to submit their artwork that is related to the Route 66, that is culturally relevant in one capacity or another. So we've had several people submit their art. We have a selection panel. They pick their art. If they get selected, we hang that art on a streetlight banner on the Route 66.
Nice.
And so if you take a drive, on Central Avenue between Coors and the river, you'll see each and every one of those, light poles have a nice banner on them displaying the artwork from one of the constituents. And so, it's a really great way to really involve the community. Not only that, we go to work to help them out. We pay them a $200 stipend, and then we work to, help them, along with, getting their art digitized and making them, you know, a website where they can showcase their work. And so, this year we're hosting that event within the Route 66 West Fest. So
who's invited to the party?
You know, everybody in the city, around the state, is invited to the party. This is really a big celebration to bring everybody together, to celebrate the culture, the history, the Route 66, right? And really for an opportunity for people to share with us, you know, what they would like to see happen on the west side, right? So not only the west side is, but folks from around the state and from around the city are encouraged to join us as well, you know, to tell us what, you know, what they'd like to see on the west side. And we've got some really amazing things happening out there right now.
Yeah, you do. But before we go to some of that, I want you to thank some of your sponsors. Now, we are a non-commercial station, so we can't say call us or call them.
Sure.
They're the greatest. But I'd love for you to just say thank you to each one of these sponsors for helping you out.
You know, this is an event that is sponsored wholly by the city of Albuquerque, as well as Bernalillo County, and really the two neighborhood or community groups, which is the West Central Community Development Group and SWAN, which is the Southwest Alliance of Neighborhood Associations. Outside of that, we really rely on volunteers, you know, to help us produce the event.
And you've got a big need for people to come out for this event, don't you, this Saturday?
We do. Yes, we do. Just like every small business or business in Albuquerque, we are all in need of people right now.
Yeah.
And so yeah, you know, just like any other organization, you know, we definitely need help. And that ranges, you know, from greeters to, you know, folks helping us out, with making sure that, we're running the show on schedule. Right.
Okay, now I'm thinking in my mind, I've got a lot of people that listen from Legacy Church that just happens to be near the corner.
Right around the corner.
Coors and Central.
Yes.
Be a great ministry to get out and help out a little bit, meet a lot of people, and it'd be fun.
You know, absolutely. It's a great way to serve. And especially if you are in that area, in that community, or if you want to serve in that community, it's a beautiful event. You'll get to meet so many different people. You know, really we have a lot of fun. You know, I got to tell you, 2 years ago, you know, we had a little dance competition between an APD officer and a young child, and that made it all the way to Good Morning America.
Nice. Yeah.
So it's a really fun event, but at the end of the day, we're really serving the community, and we're really trying to engage with the community to find out how we can better serve them.
How do people sign up to volunteer?
So they can go to our website, www.wccdg.org. That's a tongue twister.
Yeah. wccdg.org.
.org. Click on the West, on the Route 66 West Fest tab. There you're going to find all the information about the event, but also, there's a link there for you to volunteer. So if you click on that link, it's going to take you right over to the City of Albuquerque, volunteer, platform, where you're able to, not only see our opportunities, but you're able to see, opportunities throughout the city to volunteer, right? So you'll get registered, you'll fill out a consent form online, and then you can apply to several different positions. There are 4-hour positions, morning or afternoon, at various places within the event.
And the event will be from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Lots of fun. There'll be food, live entertainment, Art Escondido art display, and you've already talked to us a little bit about that. When we come back, Luis, I want you to talk to me a little bit about the nonprofit West Central Community Development Group, which you head up, and find out about some of the projects and catch up on what's happening with the Route 66 Visitor Center.
Yes, sir.
We'll be right back with Luis Hernandez right after this. Bye.
Hi, I'm Johnny Erickson Tata. I can't do anything by myself. I rely on friends to help me with everything. And I know that there are literally hundreds of thousands of special needs children and adults right in your local communities who are experiencing the very same struggles every day. But Johnny and Friends New Mexico is doing something to change all that by being the friends of families struggling with disability. With programs like Family Retreats, Warrior Getaways, and Wheels for the World in Peru, Johnny and Friends New Mexico is connecting special needs families to the body of Christ. We bring gospel message hope to those who need Christ most, and we are the hands, feet, and the heart of Jesus right here in your area. Go to johnnyandfriends.org/New Mexico and find out how you can be one of those friends of Johnny and Friends. God can use you to make an eternal difference in the lives of people with disabilities today. Again, that's johnnyandfriends.org/New Mexico. New Mexico.
It's back. It's back. The Toby Mac Kids Deep Tour 2022. Oh, Lord, featuring Toby Mac with special guest Crowder, Kane, Cochran and Company, and Tarion. Friday, February 11th at Rio Rancho Event Center. Tickets available starting September 23rd. Save 20% for a limited time with the offer code INSIDER at AwakeningFoundation.com. Brought to you by Food for the Hungry and Altrua Health Share Ministries, an Awakening Foundation event.
Have you ever dreamt of a career in radio? Do you have a passion to serve Jesus? Well, at KLYT, we're looking to hire a few part-time board operator positions, and you could be the candidate we're looking for. As we return to normal, our need for help has only increased. Whether in engineering live services from Calvary Church, assisting with production, or being involved with events, this could be your opportunity to serve in ministry while also getting on-the-job training in radio. Shoot us your resume online at calvarynm.church/jobs.
Joel Rosenberg has his finger on the pulse of the epicenter of world events. Joel lives in Jerusalem and has access to discussions with princes, prime ministers, and presidents. He will be speaking at Calvary Church Wednesday night, September 22nd.
Well, Skip, I haven't written a nonfiction book actually since 2012 when I wrote Implosion, Can America Recover from Her Economic and Spiritual Challenges in Time? I guess that title still is an open question, right? We're watching America challenged at almost every level, a biblical plague this past year and race riots and churches closed and, you know, big political convulsions. And so the question is, when will we see revival?
You need to hear what Joel has to say about turbulent current events. Joel has met recently with the former prime minister of Israel, talked with sources such as Mike Pompeo, and released a new nonfiction book about the Middle East. Do not miss what he has to say Wednesday at Calvary.
You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We want to thank Ben Lucero and Indigo Mortgage for supporting the ministry of KLYT and ABQ Connect. Indigo Mortgage, 505-836-5700. That's 505-836-5700 or on the web at indigomortgage.net. Thank you, Indigo Mortgage, for your support of KLYT and ABQ Connect. We are back in studio with Luis Hernandez. He's the executive director of the nonprofit West Central Community Development Group, and they're doing all kinds of projects. This weekend, they have the Route 66 West Fest, September 25th, Saturday, 11 o'clock a.m. to 6 o'clock p.m. at the Ted M. Gallegos Community Center, 6900 Gonzales Road Southwest. What are the cross streets there? That's one of the things I like about Albuquerque. We got that east-west, north-south grid going on.
We absolutely do. Yeah, the cross streets really is Coors Boulevard between Central Avenue and Bridge Boulevard.
Okay.
It is right smack in the middle. And so, yeah, it's on Gonzales, 6900 Gonzales, and it's really right at the corner of Gonzales and Coors. If you pass it, you pass it.
Hey, I gotta share, I have to share something. I think I've told you this off the air. I'm, you know, a lifelong resident, born and bred here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and was raised in the Northeast Heights. Mm-hmm. But my dad took me down to the Old Town Boys Club when yes. I was little. And so I got to just know all of Albuquerque. And because I was a basketball player, we would go play outdoor courts at Westside or Duranis or you name it. And so I got to just be really familiar not only with the people and friends with the people, but I got to go eat some of the best food in town. And I think Eastsiders that may be not knowing about all the mom and pops, there's some wonderful restaurants and other people that are in business down in the South Valley and West Central, and they need to go try those places.
Absolutely. You know, I think I like to call myself spoiled in that regard, because, you know, with just in walking distance, we've got Max La Sierra, we got the Western View Steakhouse, you know, we've got some, great locals like Sharky's, you know, fish tacos. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's
and,
right.
And I can walk from our office.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, fish tacos.
Yeah,
you know, a place that I've gone right on West Central is Golden Pride Chicken.
Golden
Larry
Pride.
Larry Rainasek, Eddie Montoya, who's run that restaurant
yes.
for probably 30 years. They got some of the best burritos in town.
Oh, what is your favorite?
You know, I really like the carne.
Yeah.
I mean, it just hits the spot every time I try it, you know. But here I am, you know, trying to lose weight, and we're talking about burritos.
Right.
Okay. You're not going to lose any weight if you go to the Route 66 West Fest this Saturday, September 25th, 2021. Another appeal for volunteers. You need people to help you in a bunch of areas. Welcome area greeters, hospitality tent, food court attendants.
Yep. So, we've got plenty of opportunity. The food court attendants, I think that's one that I may just volunteer myself for, because you will be taken care of by the food trucks that will be on hand. And let me tell you, some really, really, really great food out there. I'm going to submit to say the most delicious food out there. But there's an opportunity there. There's an opportunity to help us with the car show setup and roll in, if you've ever done anything like that. Also, the really, really big one for us is folks to take surveys. And so what we do at this event is we survey the people who attend, and we ask them questions specific to the Southwest Mesa in terms of, you know, what they like to see happen in the area, how we can improve on the area, what types of amenities they like to see, you know, in terms of restaurants and retail, and what types of services we can encourage the city, county, state, and federal government to bring out to the area. It's really neat. So we need people to be able to walk around with a clipboard and engage with folks to get them to participate. Now, folks that participate, they'll be entered into a drawing to win one of many high-value prizes that will be given away that day.
Very nice. The West Central Community Development Group, which you head up as the executive director, you're going to take this information from the survey and some of the creative ideas from some of your board members and people in the community, and you're coming up with ways to stimulate business.
Yes.
You even got resources. You've got a group of merchants, a merchants association as well.
Yes, absolutely.
Talk to us about what you're doing.
So, you know, the West Central Community Development Group was started back in 2004, and really it was to serve the need of the West Side area, specifically to the merchants, the businesses, as well as all the neighborhoods that adjoin to the West Central corridor. And really, at the end of the day, it's to redevelop the area, make it a thriving place for people to come and enjoy from all around the city as well as all around the state and U.S., right? So in that, we do a lot of different things. One of those components is the West Central Merchants Association, which is, simply an organization where the merchants can be involved. We coordinate meetings with other merchants as well as APD for public safety. And we really go to work to, collaborate on how we can market the area as a destination, right? And a safe one, right? Some of the work that goes into that, is to provide resources. And so we do an event which is called a Small Business Resource Fair, where we bring all the city offices, county offices to the neighborhood so that folks that are aspiring entrepreneurs or small business owners don't have to travel to the downtown area. They are able to come right into the office and engage with those departments on the spot and handle the business while they're there. That's one of the projects. The other project that we do is work to beautify the area. We talked a little bit about it. That's the Arte Escondido project. And we encourage folks through neighborhood associations and also through the West Central, SWAN, Southwest Alliance of Neighborhood Associations. We communicate a lot through that, and that's really where we get to engage with all the neighborhoods in the area and really find out, what is happening. When you talk about your finger on the pulse,
yes.
I mean, this is it, right? You get to know what's happening within each neighborhood, and we're able to communicate that effectively, to our city and county governments, as well as to APD, and it's just this well-rounded group that just comes together to really make sure that we're doing good things in the community and for the community.
Luis,
right?
You already brought up APD, Albuquerque Police Department's lowrider that they've recently developed.
Yeah.
And the community, Westside community, really has a nice relationship with APD and our Bernalillo County Sheriff's Department.
Absolutely, yes. We certainly do. And we talked about that, yes, yeah. Right? So we talked about the basketball court and that community policing model, right? The idea for that lowrider, came from a youngster in the neighborhood and said, hey, why don't you show us by relating to us?
Yeah.
And we relate to lowriders, right? And so the idea went out as a youth leadership program. And so, the vehicle was purchased. Students worked on the project on fixing up the vehicle. Various business owners, car enthusiasts donated their time, energy, materials to the project. And then, of course, students were able to submit artwork for the project as well. Mm-hmm. And so out of that was a $5,000 scholarship for a student that came from the project. And of course, that is right front and center on the lowrider vehicle. But that lowrider vehicle is community policing at its core, right? Mm-hmm. This is what the officers use to get out there and really engage with a community that they probably wouldn't have had a chance to otherwise.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
I hear you. Luis, one more time. Give us the details of the Route 66 West Fest. We've got about 2 minutes.
2 minutes. All right. It's Saturday, September 25th, Ted M. Gallegos Community Center, the Alamosa Community Center for other folks that don't know the name change, but starts at 11 a.m. We've got full entertainment the entire day. We've got a band by the name of Burke Soul, locals. We have another band called Smooth, which is a Santana tribute band.
Nice.
Who doesn't love Santana?
Yeah, and by the way, Smooth has got to be one of the great songs.
Oh, yeah, I love it. I love to sing it, play it, yeah. And then, of course, we've got some of the community favorites, New Mexico Spanish Music, Gonzalo, and Darren Cordova, Y Calor. And so it's going to be a phenomenal event. Car show, Arte Escondido. We even have two stages. So on the other stages, we'll be hearing from about eight other solo artists that will be performing on that other stage. So it's a great day, family-friendly event, lots of food, and lots of informational booths from the city, county, and state, and some local vendors selling their goods.
I am going to say that when you hear the music from the West Side that you've just described, there's no standing still.
No. Not at all. We, as an event producer, it is in my mind to not have a break in the show.
Yeah. Amen.
We keep it going.
Volunteers can sign up at WCCDG.org.
Yes.
Amen. Luis Hernandez, Executive Director of the nonprofit West Central Community Development Group. Thank you for joining us today on ABQ Connect.
Thank you for having me.